To wrap up this hour with the kōrero with Taku Tama, ko Moiho Tanengua. He's a kaiako at the Wharekura out here in Manurewa. And today's a significant day because a number of Wharekura are all meeting for a tournament. So you can imagine the reo will be flowing, but so will the rivalries. And it's part of a four-day sporting focus. He can tell us a little more about that. Hey, Moiho, tēnā koe.
Morena papa, o tira, morena koutou e taringa are are mai nei ki te hōtaka rangatira katoa te ao.
Tēnā koe.
That's a parakuehi with Dale Harbin.
Well, I've overstated it. Tēnā koe. Thanks very much. Rangi says he saw you in the... anyway, let's go straight into the tournament. So it's at Bruce Pullman. Could you describe what it's going to be, please? It's 4 days of action, rivalry intense, and opportunities for some of our young people to learn some aspects of live streaming. Kōrero mai.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā hoki koe e te kaupapa o te Māhepotanga 2026. E hoa mā, it's been a kaupapa that's grown over the past 20 years that hasn't had the resource or the support that it deserves. It's an opportunity for kids to excel, to build relationships, and to profile their Māoritanga on the sports field. He pōhehe no etihi ko te ao kapahaka, te mātāmua. Engari, ko te reo Māori te tuatahi, ko te whanaungatanga te tuarua, anā ko te whakataitai te tuatoru. So there's 10 inaugural schools this year. We've only got 7. Next year we turn 20 years old. And so, yes, like we mentioned, there's 7 schools that have put their hands up to participate this year round. Dale, they're not necessarily kura, kaupapa or whare kura. There are a mix of kura aiwi, such as Ngā Tapuai, kura kaupapa, such as Te Putahi Māori o Manurewa, te kura kaupapa Māori o Pūo, Te Moana Nui a Kiwa, te whare kura o Hoani Waititi, and some kura auraki, kura aunoa, mainstream schools such as Kiaroha College, Western Springs Ngā Puna o Waiorea. So it's an amalgamation of kura Māori, we would call it, e noho taone ana here in Tāmaki. So I've got some kids around me that are participating in the pāpāho team, whether it would be through commentating, camera operating, and just being, you know, runners, timekeepers, scorers, production assistants, technicians, things like that. So I'm so stoked that Whakaata Māori have come on board to live stream the afternoon sessions of all 4 days, where we can show kids that there's value in having te reo Māori, and there's also an opportunity outside of school to get into the broadcasting industry.
Tēnā koe. So this is like today's the focus is rugby league. Tomorrow it is netball.
Tomorrow
inside.
Is netball, yep.
Wednesday is kiorahi. And Friday, Thursday is basketball.
Thursday. That's right.
Yeah, so this is the... And tell us about the origins of the thinking. I mean, coverage of sports and the capability of live stream to do so never existed in days gone. But it's really intriguing that you and the teams there can see the merit in helping for these rangatahi to gain some experience in broadcasting their own sports. So you're talking to me about them taking the mic and being commentators, at times camera staff as well.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a young aspiring broadcaster next to me. His name is Te Ariki Hana. He's from Te Nehe Nehe Nui. Ngāti Maniapot, and I'm sure he's got other whakapapa as well. But yeah, hit him up with a few questions about what he's excited about being a part of the broadcast team.
Hey, tēnā koe, Te Ariki. Is he still with us?
Yes.
Yeah, tēnā koe, champ. So we got the new directors of sporting excellence, and what are you looking forward to? Doing some commentary today, or learning how the production works? What parts of the sports coverage, kaupapa, are you interested, Tari?
I think for me personally, the best thing in regards to sports commentating and sports broadcasting is seeing a relationship being built between both teams, and also knowing that this kaupapa has been backed by the whole of the motu here in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Yeah, tēnā koe. It's going to be really neat to see it all come together and with your colleagues and schoolmates being able to be part of it today. Are you mainly involved in the coverage of this tournament, which is 19 years old this year, or are you playing, or are you going to be part of the broadcast team, Tariki?
Well, both today and Thursday I will be broadcasting. However, Tuesday and Wednesday I'll be playing both netball and kiorahi.
Ka pai. Oh, well, is that whanau moiho been helpful and encouraging you guys along so that you feel comfortable working the equipment and taking hold of the microphone, Ehoa?
Yes. Maka moiho has been very helpful and in assisting us in regards to broadcasting and being confident to stand in front of a camera.
Yeah, ka pai. Don't be intimidated. It's right to be nervous, but never intimidated. You bring to the kaupapa a strength that is part of who you are, how you carry yourself. So I want to wish all of you, well, all of the Pāpāho team, but indeed all of those who will be on the sports fields today. You know, this whakawhanaungatanga that exists in the Māori communities, Tariki, is very important, and that's established by these cross-school interactions, sport being a really, really strong one there. How important do you think it is as tauira, in your case in Manurewa, but, you know, interacting with other rangatahi whose families are encouraging them through Māori learning environments so that you guys crisscross each other and know of each other's efforts?
I think it's a very Māori insight to integrate different perspectives into one umbrella. Being Māori and Manurewa is somewhat easier since there is more dense population. However, I can understand other places as the city itself, West Auckland, it may be challenging for them. So I think it gives us an opportunity to connect and develop skills between Auckland as a whole.
Anyway, Dale, we can smell the liniment, mate. We can see the boots being fired up. The kids have got their mouth guards in already. Shoulder pads are being strapped up. You know, that some of these girls have never played league before.
Yeah.
But we've thrown them in the deep end. We told them that it's going to be held at the start, and then it's going to be tackle, and then it's going to be crash and smash.
Oh, no. There's no crash and smash. Hey, well, I know there's been a lot of effort gone into it already, so congratulations. What time does the first games get underway, Moiha?
Yeah, the round kicks off at 9:15.
Yep.
The Whakaata Māori have already set up the YouTube channels from 12 to 3 p.m. each day. So all you need to do, Tato Ma, is jump on Māori Plus and search for the Te Mā Hepo Hepo Tanga. And the links are already set up for the whole week. They're one camera shoots, so bear with us. Today we've got the likes of Louis Anderson, Anthony Gelling, Dario Pentito Hemara, and I'm trying to get as many kids on the mics with us from each team as we can, because that's what it's all about. We've got Whakaata Māori socials coming out, news teams coming out to grab some bites, kids interviewing each other. It's more than just the sport. It's the smiles, it's the tears, and it's the loaded fries and the muscle chowder and the muscle fritters at lunchtime too, Dale. So we're pumped. The weather's looking sweet. We were initially hoping that we could host it at our brand new kura, but the facilities at Bruce Pullman Park are just second to none, and they've got all the tools and the equipment, the timers, the hoods, the speakers, and things like that. And actually today, ARL are running the draw, so we've outsourced them externally to come and riff and coordinate the sort of HQ tent. We're real excited for the day.
Fantastic. And Rangi just chimed in my ear to say, tell Moiho to look for his name on the MVP list from way back in the day. But anyway, I'm sure it'll
just
go well. Sorry,
Dad, just tell Rangi that I hope that he's brought you the cube roll when New South beat Queensland this year. Let's go!
Okay, thanks very much.
Hang up on him now.
All right, boy. Have a good day with the kids. Good talking with you. Thanks
too
so much.
Hey, and just lastly, I want to mihi to Ngā Tapuwai. They run a sort of a different calendar. They follow the Maramataka Māori and
that's
through
right.
Matariki. They tend to have a four-week spell. However, they're still participating in some of the sports in their holidays. That goes to show how passionate and committed their teams are and their kura is to kaupapa Māori. And also our tuakana kura, Te Kura Kaupapa Māori Arohe o Māngere, who came yesterday to the Pōwhiri to return some taonga. However, they're not participating this year because they're on another level. Eh? They came second in Motu, Kapahaka, and just come back from Tahiti. So they're too elite for Te Mahepo.
No, wonderful. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. YouTube channels from midday till 3 for the next 4 days for this wonderful celebration of Rangatahitanga. Thanks, Mohe. Cheers.
Top boy. All right.
Kia ora.